I did promise you that we're going to be having a conversation and looking into mental health today, and I am joined in the studio by two guests. We have here Dr. Kamashi Ramayasmi. Is that right?
Kamashi Ramasamy.
Oh, Ramasamy. Oh, yes. I'm sorry, doctor, for that. She's a clinical psychologist at Student Counseling, and we have Ayanda Dlamini in the studio. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Firstly, before I get to speak to you, Ayanda, I'm going to, I think ours is going to be a bit longer.
All right.
But let me talk to doctor here. Doctor, please explain to me, what is SCCDC?
Right. So that's a mouthful, right? It is the Student Counseling Career and Development Center, and that's where we're from. That's where I'm from. And in short, it's student counseling. You know, you're welcome just to refer to us as student counseling.
Okay. Yeah. We are talking mental health awareness. Please discuss to us, please explain to us that the importance of mental health awareness.
Right. So, you know, as student counseling, we obviously offer counseling to students. At the Nelson Mandela University. It's free and it's confidential. And we have offices on each of our campuses. So four campuses here in Port Elizabeth, so North, South, Second Avenue, and the Mission Bell campus, and then our campus at the George campus as well. And so our focus is on mental health anyway. But during the month of October, we kind of use this as an opportunity to raise even more awareness around mental health issues, because it aligns with the World Health Organization's calendar of events, where they prioritize mental health during October. The South African Department of Health, then through their department, also has a number of activities running across the country during this time. So we thought over the last 2 years that it might be a good idea for us to you know, come onto your radio station, and Madibus has been really very gracious towards us. This is my third time being on the radio. And so it's been lovely to come and just share with our students, you know, how can we as a community, how can we as the Nelson Mandela University community destigmatize mental health, you know, because mental health often is pathologized, you know, there's a huge stigma attached to it. And so people might sometimes not come to seek out the necessary assistance that they need in a preventative way. So they might wait until it gets really, really difficult, you know, and we want to try and prevent those kinds of issues. And so therefore, you know, raising more awareness around mental health issues, speaking to our community so that we can speak more openly about these issues and people don't feel like that they need to hide about it, you know.
Most of the time you hear that when there's mental awareness sessions, people go out to communities and speak to the community members. People go to radio stations like we're doing now. I want to know now from the psychology council at the Nelson Mandela University, what is it that we're going to be doing? How are we going to be getting to speak to these people directly and not over the airwaves like we're doing now?
Yes, absolutely. So I think one of the strategies that we've been thinking more and more, and we've been trying to do that certainly this year to a greater extent, is to actually physically come out of our offices and more into the university community, you know, and engage with our students. So, for example, you know, last year and this year, we had around Women's Day, we had a hot chocolate stand on the South Campus. We had stands at the Second Avenue Campus at North, at Missionville, where our counselors wanted to get out and kind of put a face to who we are, you know, because I think that's part of destigmatizing, you know. And so in line with October, what we've decided to do is we'll be running several workshops that we normally do during the year, but specifically in line with mental health awareness. So exam preparation, for example, all students are getting ready for exams, and that comes with a lot of stress. So, you know, you're welcome to come to the counseling center, check what they're running during the lunch hours. We'll be having kind of de-stressing sessions, you know, where you can come and just do a stress management workshop, just 1 hour. And those are important things that you know, that will help you in terms of preparation for exams. Then on the radio waves, Because, you know, gender-based issues are very, very paramount as well. And we need to constantly be having that conversation.
Yeah.
We can't just have it 1 month when something happens. We need to constantly conscientize ourselves, you know, our men, our women, our staff and our students, our community about these issues so that we can prevent them. So on the 10th of October, two of our colleagues will be coming onto your radio station and they'll be talking about gender-based issues and talk about, you know, sexual harassment and the sexual offences policy, because part of our goal at the university, and student counseling is assisting with this, is to have students become more aware of the policy and train more students so that we understand how we can prevent that behavior and what to do in a situation like that. So that's the one. We're also going to be marketing our men's Indaba. So we've got two of our male counselors who have a project that they've started. Because I think, as a female, I know that we talk a lot about female-related issues, but I wonder to what extent we talk about men-related issues. And I would not be the right person to talk about men-related issues because I'm not a man. So we need to give the platform to men as well, you know, and to hear their voice.
And it also is convincing to another man when these things are said directly from a male perspective. I also wanted to ask on as you've been working with the university's council, with the university's psychology council clinic, I want to know now, what are some of the problems that you would say are leading to stress and mental and depression from the student's point of view that you come across as the clinic?
Right. Yeah, from the Student Counseling Center, you know, we gather a lot of our own statistics as well. So when students come into us, as I said to you, it's private and confidential, but we do make note of the kinds of issues that they're presenting with. And that's very important, because what it helps us with is plan how we're going to intervene, you know. So we've noticed that over the last few years, students are presenting more and more with stress and anxiety and depressive symptoms. And so we've tried to create more group interventions to deal with that. So we've run mindfulness groups, stress management group, positive psychology groups, so that students can be channeled into that way. University is a stressful space, you know, and so we need to look at how can we de-stress our space, you know, and so besides coming for counseling, you know, leading a healthier lifestyle, going to the gym, exercising, eating healthily, forming good relationships with people, building a support system is very, very important, because a lot of our students don't have their family and friends nearby, you know, and so how do they build that support system for themselves? So we do notice a lot of stress that students are under. There's a high level of stress in terms of performance. You know, students seem to feel, and this is a real reason, they have limited resources. They have to finish their degree, their diploma, their certificate within a particular period of time. That obviously is going to bring stress, isn't it? And so, you know, it's important that we just support our students through that time.
Okay, thank you very much, Doctor, for coming and speaking to us. We're okay for now. We're going to be discussing some of these things and we're going to be airing them out so that people are aware what's going to be happening during the month of October. So that was Dr. Kamishni Ramasamy. it's not easy. Thank you very much for getting into OTT here on Madiba's Radio. We are going to get into a conversation now with Ayanda Dlamini, but this is going to happen just after this. Yes, it's 10:47 on the clock. You are still tuned in to On the Throne, where you, the listener, reign supreme here on Madiba's Radio. We're talking mental health, and we just spoke to Dr. Ramasamy, who is from the Psychology Center here at the Nelson Mandela University. She's from the student counseling, yes. And now we're speaking to Ayanda Dlamini. He's a fourth-year student here at Nelson Mandela University. He's doing IT support services. Thank you very much, Ayanda, for speaking to us.
Morning, Sadima. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
I'm good. Morning also to Dr. Kameshni.
Morning. Okay. So, Ayanda, I want to speak to you. This is now about you personally.
Yeah.
What does mental health mean to you?
Okay. mental health to me, actually, I'm so much very happy that I'm talking about mental health. And mental health to a student, it's something that is very important. I actually discovered that mental health, it's actually the backbone of your things that you have to have as a student. And I actually understood about just the mind. Beginning of the year, I was in one of the workshops that Ruth was having. She's also from student counseling. That's how I got to be in touch with student counseling. So thereafter, I started just to be interested about the mind. What does the mind has to do with my life here in the university? And whilst I'm learning, looking at the mind, I'm discovering that really it's very important for me to have a healthy mind. Because when I have a healthy mind, that's when I'm able to cope with the stresses that come along as a from a student perspective. I'm able to take responsibility of the choices that I make. So mental health, it's actually the main thing that a student should have while here in the university.
What are some of the challenges that you face here at university that you'd say most of the students are suffering with and are not aware that this may be affecting their health mentally?
Okay. Can you come again with the question again?
I mean, what are some of the problems that you'd say this is, everyone has the same problem.
Yes.
But now we are not all aware of this, that it is adding to our mental health. So what are some of those problems that you think this is actually a problem and you need to see a professional when you come across this thing?
Okay. As a student, as Dr. said earlier here, university is a very stressful area. So firstly, when you come to university, you don't know what you're going to expect. You don't know what kind of life that you're expecting. You have maybe from home where you have family, you have everyone to support you. But when you get to university, you get into a very strange area where you just have to meet new people. You have to meet, be in a new environment where you don't know anyone. And the module or the course that you're going to take, you've never taken it, you don't know it. So you really don't know what choices do you have to make, how do you cope with all that. So having the mental health, which I will also say a mental health, it's having a stable mind, a stable like a mental stability, which is being able to just balance up your life. So the challenges that you face as a student, firstly, there's pressures from everywhere. There's peer pressure. There is a pressure from your class. So with that, you have to make choices that will last you. So having a healthy mind, that's when it's going to help you to go through the year. It's going to help you make choices that will be relevant to helping you to get to the end of the goal that you have, that you want to graduate at the end of the day.
What has inspired you to develop a healthy mindset?
Like, I'm doing my fourth year. Like, growth has helped me to develop a healthy mindset. One of the most important things that has helped me to develop a healthy mindset is that, you know, there are goals that you have that you set for yourself. There are things that you see as you go along. As I'm saying, I'm doing my fourth year. There are things that, okay, these are the things that I've experienced in my first year, but now these are the things that I'm experiencing. And there are different experiences, first year, second year, there are different experiences. So what really pushes me to, like, you know, let me develop a positive mind, let me have a positive outlook of things. It's that I just really wanted to see my life being better. I just want to see the goals that I have to actually becoming more tangible, seeing them being tangible. So that is some of the things that are really just pushing me into, like, wanting to develop a positive mindset.
If there's someone that you'd get to hear about that is suffering from stress and is depressed, but is still not convinced about the student counseling and the psychology clinic, how would you motivate these people?
I would actually first come from the point of view of what I've also been through, because I'm also a student. I've heard, because one of the things that I would say is, when you don't have a healthy mind, you have a toxic mind.
Mm.
A toxic mind, it's whereby you just tell yourself that, you know, I can't do this. You just compare yourself with other people. You're really having a negative mindset, if I may say.
Mm.
But when you have a healthy mind, it's when you're having a positive mindset, you're having a growth mindset, where you say, okay, you know, maybe I have failed this test, but the next one I can do better. Maybe my skill that I have, I can develop it through practicing, doing more of practice. I can develop the skill that I have. So with that, I can develop myself. That's having a growth mindset. So when I face someone who may be still maybe having those problems, maybe before taking that person to the student counseling, I would try to encourage that person that, you know what, I'm also a student. This is what I've gone through. You can have you can be able to change the way you view things, and most importantly, to have a healthy mind, you have to also change the way you view yourself, because you cannot have a healthy mind when you have negative thoughts about yourself, when you have self-doubts. You see. So, and another thing with the mind. You cannot have a healthy mind if, the surroundings and the inputs that you put into your mind are negative. So it's very much important first look at the place where you are, then you can then try to move forward.
That is fourth-year student, IT support services students. It's Ayanda Dlamini here on OTT Madibus Radio. I am Siti Mamfeg. We were talking on mental health with Dr. Ramasemi from student counseling here at the Nelson Mandela University. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
This is OTT Madibus Radio.